And now, Elmer Davis and the news.
A report from our correspondent Courtney Tarrant in Vichy tonight says that the visit of General Franco and Minister Serrano Suñer to France is likely to result tomorrow in an armistice between England and Italy. This will apparently be accomplished through the mediation of Marshal Pétain and the Spanish leaders, who are expected to meet British and Italian representatives at Villeneuve in southern France. If this prediction is borne out, it may foreshadow the formation of the Latin bloc, which some Frenchmen were talking about last summer as a counterweight to Hitler. Meanwhile, Colonel de Larmenau's Free French Column won a victory today over the Italians, which may have an importance far greater than that of its mere military significance. Moving up from Central Africa, it captured the Italian post of Gadames on the western Libyan frontier, just over the border from French territory. The possible effect of these movements on the French army in Africa might be considerable. In Eritrea, the British claim the capture of a dominating mountain near Karen, and their forces from Kenya have pushed well into southern Ethiopia. British planes last night made a long and violent raid on Hanover, and also bombed other points in Germany, as well as attacking Cherbourg and Ostend. Further daylight raids on the invasion ports followed, along with the dawn bombardment of Ostend by the fleet. And tonight there are new and heavy raids on the ports across the Channel, while the silence of Western German radio stations suggests raids into that country too. German air activity over Britain was slight today. And though it is a moonlight night, no raids had been reported up to midnight, London time. Wendell Willkie appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and urged passage of the Lend-Lease Bill with some modifications, declaring that to render ineffective aid to Britain would be disastrous. He said Winston Churchill had told him that Britain's most pressing needs were destroyers, bombing planes, and merchant shipping, and recommended that we provide the British with 5 or 10 destroyers a month, and as many bombers as are not needed for training here. When asked if he would favor convoys in case the Germans began to shut off the sea route to Britain, he said that if we give the British enough ships, that hypothetical situation will not arise. No man, he added, can guarantee that aid for Britain will not involve us in war. But he went on to say that Hitler will make war on us when, as, and if he chooses, but he will be less likely to be aggressive if Britain stands. Whereas if the British fleet collapsed, Mr. Willkie thought that we should very soon be involved in war. The principal amendment he favored would be the restriction of aid under the bill to Britain, Greece, and China, leaving it to Congress to add Turkey or other nations if the occasion arose. And he urged the Democratic majority to see if the purpose could not be accomplished without unnecessary grants of power, so that, as he said, the passage of the bill would be as nearly unanimous as possible. Mr. Willkie will see the President tonight. Admiral Nomura, the new Japanese ambassador, who was an old friend of the President, arrived in Washington today and was met by representatives of the German and Italian embassies, as well as by officials of the State Department. His arrival coincided with a campaign by the German radio, apparently aimed at increasing the tension between the United States and Japan, as Japanese newspapers were quoted in the German broadcasts as accusing our diplomats of trying to encircle Japan and as saying that America has held the knife to Japan's throat far too long, while the London radio says that Japan's recent moves have been inspired by Germany. In response to a question at his press conference, the President said that if the United States were forced into a war in the Pacific, it would not affect our deliveries to Britain. But in answer to another question, he said he did not think there is danger of such a war. And that's the news to this moment.